I guess one could ask how long the Drake May freeze out will continue. That was DeMarcus Covington, who was clearly pumping the Michelin tires of one Drake May. And Curtis suggested when we did our leads this morning during the 6 o'clock hour that there's some sort of conspiracy afoot and that there are some that are speaking very positively about Drake May and maybe at the behest of Gerard Mayo.
Well, do you think it's interesting that it's been open season all week from players, coaches, and people around the team that Drake May looks great? Do you think that we would be hearing this if Jacoby Brissett had just beaten the Jets?
No.
So, of course, it's not conspiratorial to say that this is a change in a method by the organization.
Yeah.
And I don't think DeMarcus Covington's going to say anything without the tacit approval of Gerard Mayo.
And I'll take Curtis, because Curtis's conspiracy even deeper down the wormhole. Who's speaking highly of Drake May? Which coaches?
The
defensive
coaches.
Defensive coaches. Yeah. All the coaches that it looked like Gerard Mayo had the ability to hire.
Ding, ding.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think, Alex Van Pelt was not a Gerard Mayo hire.
Where's the receivers coach? Where's the O-line coach?
Right.
Where's the running backs coach saying, you know what, that throw that Drake May made to so-and-so down the sideline, I'd never seen a throw like that before. You notice that it's all the defensive guys.
Yeah.
And in the world that I view this team from, those were the guys Mayo got to hire.
That's a good point.
Because he had relationships with the majority of the defensive guys prior. Offensive relationship prior to him becoming head coach, he had no relationship with none of those guys.
Right. That's my point. Alex Van Pelt is not going to be here, I don't think, in 2 to 3 years.
He had the relationship with Jacoby Brissett. He benefits from Jacoby Brissett looking manageable in this offense. That's who benefits from it Van Pelt.
And what's the most important stat to Alex Van Pelt through three games?
Zero interceptions.
Yes.
And you bring in Drake May, and then you know what? If Drake May looks good, but the offense is struggling, they're not going to trade Drake May. They're going to get rid of the coordinator.
Shime, we should finally get to a portion of They Said It in the form of what Rob Ninkovich said, which proves he is not on Team Wiggensheim in a minute. This is Lewis. Lewis has us on hold. I don't know why people do that. Lewis is actually...
Well, it says he's French and they're a-holes.
He's a French guy. And so, clearly on Team Michelin. But Rob Ninkovich, here's what he says about Drake May starting.
All the commentary right now, Billy O, Scarnecchia, Tom, I'm thinking of the last three guys that I've heard ask about who should be the starter. They all say Jacoby. You have a fourth string tackle out there. Do you know if... This is the mentality.
Is it even a fourth string?
This is the mentality of a pass rusher. You look out there and you see a non-starter.
Yeah.
It's a turnstile. It's, hey, I'm walking to the subway and you got that thing that's just, who's going to get paid? You're just trying to get like four sacks on the guy. So my question here is, what do they do offensively if you can't drop back without hitting your back foot and getting smashed by a defensive end?
You chip or you keep the tight end in over there to help with the tackle who could be a turnstile. And, Ninko, I would say this. Billy O on this show said you play the number three guy. You play the number three guy.
He sort of did.
He did.
I feel like Ninkovich has heard him, though, and feels like, I don't know, maybe he heard him somewhere else.
Selective hearing.
Unless he heard him on on Jules' podcast?
Yeah, but did they? I don't know if they tied in. Listen,
I don't know.
I don't know. So Ninkovich is going with the he's going to get killed reason
and
for not starting Drake May.
And what did I say? Give me another logical, right? What was the other word I used? I wrote it down.
Reasonable. Reason why,
other than he's going to get killed, that you can use. And it's easy to chip or help out. If you watch the Dallas game last night, a lot of time they were helping, chipping their way out with Micah Parsons. Other than that, why I would say, Rob, what are the reasons other than him getting killed, would you say don't play him? that you could get me to be like, all right, I get what you're saying. I'll ride with you on that one. But as of right now, that's all anybody says. Oh, he's going to get killed.
I mean, you know what Jacoby Brissett is, so devil's advocate.
Right.
Is he, if you have a porous offensive line, is Jacoby Brissett better because of experience?
No.
Is he more able to get the ball out if the ball needs to get out? Is he better? Is he going to be
better? He's the worst. He holds on to the ball forever. So if anything, he's a sacrificial lamb back there. If he's going to get killed, then what do? Then you don't play Drake May?
No, you're going to.
But
so that's why there's no reason to hold him right now.
Right. So you can't say, well, if Jacoby Brissett happens to get hurt, which, you know, every time he gets hit, it looks like he's kind of wincing a little bit or he's down on the ground. Like, maybe this is something that, you know, you never want to see guys get hurt. But if he does, are you putting Drake May in or are you still saying, well, we're scared of the O-line?
Well, no, I think watching the Jets game, it answered your question
right.
Since they put him in already.
Mm-hmm. Here's a text for you, 508 text. Here are the reasons, Wiggy.
Mm-hmm.
Bryce Young, Sam Darnold, David Carr, Zach Wilson.
I want to go.
Zach
find.
Wilson wasn't ruined. He was just always bad.
Yeah.
Bryce Young wasn't ruined. He was a statistical anomaly in the first place. He was 5'10", like 180 pounds, soaking wet, playing quarterback. David Carr was in like the early 2000s, drafted to an expansion team, by the way. And then Sam Darnold, I don't know, he's pretty good in Minnesota right now.
Can I have a rebuttal, Your Honor? C.J. Stroud, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford. To that texter.
All pretty good right away.
All played as rookies. So every guy you tell me.
Would you include like the development that you see when it comes to Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, I mean, the jury's still out on him, but
We all agree, outside of Scheim, that if Josh McDaniels didn't leave and go to the Raiders, that Mac Jones would have built off of his rookie year?
Yes.
Oh, I got another one for you. You guys are going to love this one. Josh Allen played as a rookie. Ooh. He's somebody who played as a rookie.
Ooh.
It ruined him.
Ooh.
Why do people backtrack? Like, he made a point, Josh Allen, that is, about Steph Diggs not being there, mm-hmm. without saying his name, saying that it's nice to have a set of receivers.
Everybody eats.
That is not concerned about their own stats. And then everybody loses their mind when it's like, Steph Diggs is hardly alone in that. I mean, every receiver in the NFL is obsessed with their stats.
Yeah, I mean,
and then he backtracks. It's like, of course, that's what you were talking about. Why do people not just say that's what I meant?
Yeah. All right. Well, the rest of They Said It's still to come in just a little bit. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox kick off their last series of the season tonight with the Rays at Fenway Park. 7:10 first pitch with Nick Pivetta getting the start. Make sure to start listening at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app.
Curtis, emergency top five greatest Joe Castiglione moments of your lifetime.
All right, well, can I start in reverse order with number one?
Yes.
My favorite Joe Castiglione call, is it the second inning? I think it was the second inning. The Red Sox and Yankees are tied at 2. Bases are loaded. Game 7, 2004. Kevin Brown gets yanked. Esteban Loaiza enters the game. Johnny Damon hits a flare to right. Short porch that had benefited the Yankees my entire life. 6-2 Sox. When that ball landed, the grand slam call from Joe Castiglione, absolutely spectacular. And on a note for Red Sox history, they closed down the Oakland Coliseum for the A's yesterday. And very underrated was the Game 5 Sox-A's in that building. One of the great series that led to the beginning of the two-year ALCS war of the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Would you include falling out of the chair mid-broadcast?
That is number two.
That's number two,
yeah.
On your list?
Yeah.
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
The Red Sox
win! I just went head over heels in my chair.
Joe just fell down.
And the fact is that that he didn't fall out more often sitting next to that absolute dud in Tim Neverett is a miracle. God, is that guy awful.
Well, you will get to hear Joe. I don't know how many of you grew up listening to Joe, but being here my entire life, Red Sox baseball on the radio, Joe Castiglione, and that's it. For me, Curtis, on television, it was Ken the Hawk Harrelson.
On the board.
Back in the 70s, but you will get to hear Joe's final games this weekend here on WEEI, on the Shaw's and Star Market, Red Sox Radio Network all over New England, and on the Odyssey app.
Swinging a ground ball, stabbed by Folk. He has it. He underhands to first, and the Boston Red Sox are the world champions. For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball's world championship. Can you believe it?
Unbelievable. All right, Courtney, anything else?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, I thought I had already said the end of it. I'm very sorry.
No problem.
I guess there is a little bit more. The Cowboys took down the Giants in Thursday Night Football 20-15.
Uh-oh. Is this the after effects of the Oreo?
Stop it right now. Scary situation for Micah Parsons, who went down with an ankle injury. X-rays looked clean after the game. He is set for an MRI today. And in college football, as folks wait to see if Hurricane Helene will impact any games, the only matchup canceled currently is the game between Florida A&M and Alabama A&M, which has been postponed till November 29th. But keep an eye out on the other games played in college and NFL games like the Eagles at Bucks and Saints at Falcons. And it is here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nines. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with a choice of two sides, available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the Nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney, before I get to the weather, the WEEI Woo Sox Report is brought to you by the American Foundation for The WEEI Woo Sox Report is brought to you by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Massachusetts Chapter. I had Oreos, too. I apologize for that. And the Woo Sox got to see the number one prospect in all of baseball in Roman Anthony. So enjoy all the stars of tomorrow in Worcester today. And the weather is currently 64 degrees, partly cloudy, afternoon high of 75. And Greg, Sunday, you, Bullet, Linz, apple picking, perfect day for it with the 4 o'clock start. You guys are going to really love whatever Stowe apple orchard you'll go to.
We are actually going to be attending Oyster Fest at the Cisco Outdoor Brewery in the Seaport.
Let me know how that is.
Starts at noon on Sunday.
Ooh, my wife would love that.
Why don't you come over? Why don't you join us? We got the whole crew. We got Brees Hill. We got Julia Hill. We got Jen Hill. We got Linz. We got the dogs. We got everybody.
All right.
Sunday, Oyster Fest.
That's fun.
Cisco in the Seaport.
What time is that?
Noon.
Because I got lunch. My wife and I got lunch with Big E, Eric Rogers.
You're probably not a big oyster guy.
No, I'm not, but she is.
You don't like seafood.
No, but she loves oysters. I'm not.
Okay. Well, I am. I will be. I can throw down 100 oysters.
Okay.
In one sitting. At a Michelin star restaurant or wherever I am having them. All right. Thank you, Curtis. Thank you, Courtney. We'll be right back.